We are up to Simen Kuf Yud in Hilchas Tefillah, where we'll be doing the first three Se'ifim. B'Sha'as HaDchak, Kagon Shehu Baderech, O Shehaya Omid B'Makom Shehu Torud. In a time of need where someone's in the road, or he was standing in a place where he thinks he's going to get disturbed, the Yorei Shiafsi Kuhu, and is afraid that people are going to be mafsik in the middle of davening, the Mishtabura explains that the case of being on the road means this, meaning you're on the road in a way that people are going to interfere with your davening. O shelo yuchal lispal b'chavana tefila aruka, or that there's no way he's going to be able to have kavana for the entire Shmon Esrei. So the halachi is mispalel, what does he daven? Acher gimel rishonos havinenu. After he says the first three brachas, he begins with the brachas of Ovis, of Gvuris, and the bracha of Akel HaKadosh, of Ata Kadosh. Then he says Havinenu. The nusach of Havinenu from the Gemara is not brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, but essentially it is really a shortened version of the entire Shmona Esrei in the form of one big run-on sentence. In other words, instead of having 13 brachas at the middle of the Shmona Esrei, what this is a shortened version of all that put into, concentrated into one bracha. V'omer achreha gimel achronos, and then you say the last three brachas, which is the bracha of Ritzei, the bracha of Modim, and the bracha of Sim Shalom. V'tzarech l'omra mu'umad, and this is considered Shmona Esrei. This is considered a shortened version of Shmona Esrei, but it has the din of Shmona Esrei. So it has to be said while one is standing. Ukshiagia leveso, and when he gets home, in Saraklafsar lispalo. He doesn't have to daven again. The reason he doesn't have to daven again is because he was really yotza with this. However, the eno mispal havinenu bimosak shamin, one cannot be mispal havinenu in the winter, because you have to say the same talumotar. And there is no v'sein talamotar in Havinenu. They were never metakin it. V'loba matzoi Shabbos is v'yantif. Also not a matzoi Shabbos and yantif, because you have to say atochan antonu, and Chazal did not make a tikkun of atochan antonu for Havinenu. So this really is a concentrated form of the 13 middle brachas. What happens if you said it sitting down? So the Prima Gogam has a suffix if you have to daven over again. Now, Lamaisa, it is Arminic today not to say Havinenu. And the Mishneh Berurah, the Bir Halacha, speculates that perhaps the reason we don't say this Havinenu is because we're afraid that everyone's going to decide that they really can't concentrate, and they're going to end up saying Havinenu for every tefillah, and the concept of Shmona Esrei is going to be totally forgotten. Therefore, we're knowing not to say Havinenu at any time. Now, what happens if someone is on Motzoi Shabbos, Motzoi Yontif, it's getting very close to Alos HaShachar, someone realizes he didn't daven Maariv yet. If he davens Lol Shmona Esrei, he's going to go over into past Alos HaShachar and won't be Yotze. So what should he do? Says Reb Kiva Eger, he is better off davening Tfilas Havinenu, even though he's going to leave out Atochan Antonu, which is not Ma'akiv, because this is the only way he's going to daven altogether. Also, what happens if someone made up his own shortened version of Atochan Antonu and inserted it into an Havinenu? Even though he definitely wasn't supposed to do it, the Mishneh Berurah is mistopic that perhaps he was Yotze B'diyevet. Now, the Mishneh Berurah brings a Chai Adam that if someone's in a rush or can't concentrate, or better yet, he's not well, and because of that he can't focus. Instead of davening Havinenu, which is one bracha taking the place of 13, what he should do is shorten each one of the brachas. He should say the nusach of each one of the brachas, but leave out the words in the middle of the bracha. According to the Chai Adam, that is going to be mutter if someone's not well, and that's considered having daven Shmona Esrei. Siv Beis, the halacha of workers. Hapolim sheosin malachei etzel balabayis. The halacha is, im'eino noslem schar chutz misudasan. If they are not getting paid, they're just getting food. The halacha is mispalim yudches, they daven the entire Shmona Esrei. Avalein yordim lefnei ateva, they don't do a chazaras hashatz, they nosin kapeim, and they certainly don't duche. Vim nosin lehem schar, whereas if he pays them, mispalim havinenu, The halacha is they should not daven Shmona Esrei, because since he's paying them schar, he wants them to work the entire time and not spend the time davening. V'ha'idna, says the Mechaber, bizman hazeh, ein derech la'akbid b'kach, u'mistoma adaitit ochi maskir nolsum shispalu yudches. The minhag today is that he's not makbid, it's understood that he hired you for the job with the intent of your davening Shmona Esrei. So say in winter, when mincha turns out to be during the hours of work, and there's no way of davening it either before or after. So there, it is understood that your boss meant for you to daven. Not only that, but he would allow you to even go to a local shul and daven b'tzibur, as long as it is not something outrageous that obviously he never had in mind in the first place. Siv gimel aholach b'mokim gdudei chayev alistin. Someone is walking in a dangerous place. So there, he cannot even say havineinu. There, Chazal told him that he could say something even shorter. Mespal tzorche amcha merubim b'daitam k'tzara, and a few words after that, so that all he's doing is saying tzorche amcha meruba, which is tzorche amcha meruba, one sentence, without the three brachas before, without the three brachas after. He just says this tefillah, and it does not count the Shemona Esrei. And he can even say it while he is walking. Ein tzorech lo legimel rishonis, lo legimel achronis, umespal lo sabaderech kishum ha'alech. Then yachal lamod omid, if he can stop, that's even better. Ukshigil yishuv etiskar daito, when he gets to the yishuv, and since he was in a makam sakana, he's got to unwind a little bit. Choser umespal tfilis yudches brachis, he goes back and daven Shmona Esrei, meaning tzarche amcha merubim does not take the place of Shmona Esrei, unlike havineinu, which does. Says the Ramal, what if he does not daven? A person said, Sarche Amcha Merubim, got home and didn't daven. So it's as if he didn't daven. What he does is he says a tefillas tashlumin, the way one does if he didn't daven altogether.